Hello and welcome back to DU Locker Room Talks. This week is a very special week because it is our Coaches Appreciation Week, which means we obviously need a coach, right? And this week we are joined by Coach Carlos Carrillo, which he is the head women's soccer coach. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about soccer, obviously, his background with soccer, memories that he's had with his players, things that he's learned coaching or even as a player as well. And then we're just going to get to know him a little bit better, but I guess I'm going to jump right into it. So, Coach Carrillo, tell us a little bit about your background with soccer.
Well, soccer's been in my family for decades. I mean, my grandfather played professionally in Mexico. My dad did as well. So it's been in our family for a long time, and since I can remember, it's a sport that I've always loved. I can remember, as a kid, just enjoying playing on the streets, playing with teams, mm-hmm. just playing the game overall. It's just been probably one of the best things that's ever happened to me.
Oh, that's awesome. So you played in college, in high school, or?
Yeah, so grew up playing in the city with obviously just friends and small little clubs. Mm-hmm. And then always had the dream of going to Mexico to play. So I actually, right after high school, I played throughout high school and did really well. And then after high school, I went to Mexico City and tried out for a professional team and ended up making a team and played professionally as an amateur for Cruz Azul. Played there for about 4 years, great experience, learned a lot. And then had an injury, came back to Chicago, and had visited some soccer camps and looking to go to college potentially, wasn't sure what I wanted to do, and came across Dominican. And when I first stepped foot here on campus, it felt like home. Yeah. And knowing that, getting to know a little bit about the soccer program, not winning a championship and kind of all the things that they had looking forward to, I wanted to be a part of all of that. So.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think anybody that goes to Dominican knows how they feel when they're here. And I think that, your program leads by example. I had the girls here last week and they were really, they were very about the program and like soccer and everything like that. So you can tell everybody's very passionate about what they do as a team. But just kind of leaning on back with that. So you were playing professionally or semi-professional, like you said. How was that? Like, were you scared going into that? Was that like something you thought you were ready for? Because obviously you're really young, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was, I wouldn't say scared. I was more excited because mm-hmm. of the passion that I had for the game.
Yeah.
I wanted to learn. I wanted to be better.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more of the excitement of that next level, right?
Yeah.
So going there and by myself and living there on my own for 4 years.
That's crazy.
It was an amazing experience. Every
yeah.
day, waking up, going to soccer practice, being at the soccer club all day.
Mm-hmm.
Just eat, sleep, soccer. Like
yeah.
it's the dream. It's the life.
Do you like embolize any of like professional players now or back then?
Not really. I think all of them.
All of them,
the life they live.
Yeah.
With soccer and being able to do that for a living
mm-hmm.
is something I admire.
Yeah.
I remember feeling that way, to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
With the level I was playing at, I just felt like that's all I've ever wanted to do, and to see that there's so many professional players doing that,
yeah,
it's amazing. It's an amazing life.
How was your family with you leaving for 4 years?
Well, my mom was the one that my mom was the first one to say, "You're not going anywhere."
Yeah.
Well, and at the time I was 18 and I said, I am going to go.
Mm.
I can do, I felt like that was my dream and that's what I want. I needed to follow
mm-hmm.
My passion. And if it took me to Mexico City, that's what it was. And at the moment, I felt that that's what I needed to do. And obviously, looking back at, you know, my whole soccer career and my life, it was the best thing that could have happened to me because I learned a ton, both as a player, and I learned a lot of things that helped me today as a coach as well.
I'm sure, yeah. No, I think anybody that comes from a Latino household, well, you're a guy, so it's a little bit different, a lot more for me. Because I'm the oldest, so if I want to go far away, they're like, yeah, okay, you're staying here.
Yes.
But that's really cool. Honestly, I think that says a lot about you, though. I think that you had a lot of independence early on, and I think that you carried that into what you're doing now, which you're coaching.
Mm-hmm.
So how has that been? How many years have you been with the program? Just tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, it's been great. So, you know, obviously I played here at Dominican from 98 to 02 and had a great career. I had a great experience on the men's team. You know, doing everything that I did and everything I gave to the program as a player, I also learned a lot. You know, I had a, as I said, a very successful 4 years. I was an All-American. I still hold a lot of the records.
Wow, you say that so casually.
Yeah, I feel like it's
what you do. I know.
I feel like it's neat to be able to say it now after not being able to. I don't know. It was always hard for me to talk about that kind of stuff.
Really.
But now I feel more proud of anything.
Yeah.
You know, I feel more proud to be able to say that. It's a really, the men's program is a great program.
Yeah, no.
And, you know, to be able to say I played in that program, I was part of the team that went to the national tournament for the first time in the history of the program. I was part of the team that had the best record, you know, in the program. So it's a special place. I feel special. And, you know, knowing that I contributed to that program. So immediately, I was an assistant coach on the men's side and for many years. And, you know, coaching club soccer as I was coaching here at Dominican as well, just learned a lot. And I think the passion of the game has helped me a lot to be who I am today as a coach, you know, and understanding the players. You know, people used to always say, you know, what kind of coach are you? And, you know, for me, it's like being a player's coach, because when I'm out there, even as a coach, I'm like a little kid. And we're at practice, and I'm running around with them, and I'm still playing, and I put my shoes on, and I run with them a little bit. And, you know, so I feel, you know, it's that love for the game. It's never left my body. So, you know, when they go through things as a team, you know, I feel it as well. You know, the wins, the losses, the struggles, the ups and downs. You know, so, and I took over the women's program in November of 2013, and for me it was an honor because, you know, I had a great experience on the men's side, and our women's program weren't having a good experience.
Yeah.
And I had the opportunity at my alma mater to be able to turn that around.
To rebuild it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was a fun process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not easy, but finding the right players that have the right passion for the game and the right love for the institution.
Yeah. No, I think that when you're going into a rebuilding phase, you kind of got to look at everything. Well, who was coaching them before? I'm sure there's a lot of insecurity happening because of maybe their previous bad experiences, right? I don't know who coached before you. Doesn't really matter. But I definitely, there's a lot of factors, and also like for women. So that's probably very different from coaching or men. So
yeah, that's the question I get all the time. Like, it's like, why the women? Why would you coach? What's the difference? I said, well, even as a guy, you know, obviously, you know, I remember playing the game. It's like we have to be told, you know, 1,000 times to do something a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And with the women, to be honest with you, they learn quickly. You know, they listen, they learn quickly, and they execute. So it was more about, you know, bringing a good experience for them, you know, a competitive one, but just a good all-around experience. Again, you know, making lifelong friends, making memories. I think that stuff drives you to want to do well for each other. And I think that's kind of where we're at now with our program.
Yeah, no. I mean, you mentioned before how, you know, you feel like you're a little kid with them, but, like, what have you learned from them? Because I feel like you learn a lot from your players, because obviously you're their coach, but what are you learning from them? Or what's something you've taken from that?
One thing is that, you know, everyone is different. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone, and that's always the challenge. It's everyone is so different, is a different player, a different person, different personalities, and you respect all of them. And I think my job has always been trying to learn about each and every one of them and what drives them, you know, what how can I help them be better, you know, mm-hmm. be a better person, be it a better player. Mm-hmm. So I feel like every day I'm learning, you know, about them. Mm-hmm. Individually and collectively. So I think that's, I think I just continue to learn every day about each player and about the overall team, so.
Yeah, no, for sure. You know what's funny is I feel like with a lot of my other interviews, I've talked to players and I've asked them what they've used in their life or what they plan on doing with their sport. And it's funny because you've used it all your life. So, yeah. I mean, did you think you were going to be coaching or was that the goal?
You know, I didn't know initially. But, you know, I could tell you today, my father, who was very passionate about the game, will always say to me, man, I you're living the life that I wanted to live, you know, and that I dreamed of. And that's having that sport in your life, you know, whether as a player and now as a coach. So, yeah, I never really saw it until I started to coach club soccer and felt, you know, okay, I can make a difference in this sport by helping someone else. And where does all that all start? Is with the youth, you know, trying to get them to love the game and have fun within the game. And just help, you know, if it's one kid, two kids that you help, I mean, that means a lot. So the sport has definitely helped me. It's who I am, right? That the sport soccer. It's just soccer is my whole life. So,
yeah.
But yeah, it's been great.
So. No, I mean, I think that if you're using it now and you already knew what you were bound to be doing with your life, which is, I feel like that's not a lot of kids or kids in college, especially. I mean, a lot of people change their majors three times. What did you major in?
So I majored in sociology and business.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So why sociology?
Not really sure, to be honest with you. I just, you know, the draw was just, you know, the study of society and people and,
yeah.
You know, Dominican's a great place where you can take different courses and search for what interests you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, taking a psychology course, a business course, a sociology course, I really found some interest in certain areas because I've, be honest with you, I was never very good at school, and that wasn't my interest at all.
Yeah.
But I found it to be very comforting here at Dominican. Professors, you know, just everyone here, faculty, staff, and very supportive. So, you know, when I came across sociology and some of the business courses, you know, the faculty were great and very supportive in explaining. You know, subjects and just helping you throughout your time. So, you know, when it comes to sociology, society, that kind of just drew me, you know, to talk about people and society and things like that. And then business, you know, I always thought, to be honest with you, I just thought, you know, business is important. It's you know, even just the basics, right?
I just need it.
Yeah, just to throw it's it just, in. Just the basic to, yeah. to be able to get you through life because a lot of what you end up dealing with as an adult is
business
exactly.
Yeah.
So
yeah, no, I think because they just added that sports management, which I love. I wish I would have changed to that, but since I'm a junior, there's all kinds of weird stuff. But I think, or from what I heard, because I work in admissions, but they added that because they were listening to students talk about how much they're interested in sports management, but also like the sports world, right? I mean, half of our student body are student athletes, so I think they were like, this would really interest our students. And I think that also carries on to what you said, how everybody wants to help you here and everybody wants to see you succeed. And I think that was definitely them listening to the students as well.
Yeah, it's a draw. It's a great opportunity for, you know, people like me that were growing up that went into college. And, mm-hmm. you know, I was the first in my family to graduate from college. None of my family members even expected me to go to college.
Good for you.
But thank you.
Yes, so, of course.
But the thing was, you know, when you're into sports, or, you know, that it's definitely an opportunity to get into a career that you can enjoy, you know, yes, a business, but the sports side of it. You mm-hmm. know, there's a lot of sports teams, professional ones here in Chicago. What a great area to be in when it comes to sports. And then, you know, utilizing that sports management degree in a professional team in that kind of environment, I think it'd be a fun one.
No, for sure. I mean, I got some advice the other day. It was like, you should be getting paid to do something you love, right?
Yeah.
And look at you. Yeah. You're like, this is awesome.
Yeah, and I feel very fortunate because obviously when you're in college and you're coming out of college, you're just not sure what you want to do. But, you know, being in coaching and as long as I have been, and seeing what my friends do now, you know, they always wish they were in my shoes.
Are they like business too?
They're in business. Okay. They're in a lot of different areas, and a lot of them making really good money, mm-hmm. doing well, but not happy. Mm. You know, so you know, for me, it's never been about money. It's always been about happiness and health. Mm-hmm. You know, so you know, being able to do what you love, you know, is awesome. To wake up in the morning knowing that I'm going to come here to prepare for coaching, to prepare to help student athletes be better, mm-hmm. is an awesome feeling.
No, I'm sure. I mean, we keep talking about your connection with soccer, but I think also there's also the fact that soccer has been in your life and that you're getting to share it now with your players as well. Have you stayed friends with any of your teammates?
Oh yeah, so that's the beauty of a place like Dominican. Mm. You know, you really do make lifelong friends. So I have a lot of my college roommates who played on the team, many of them who I still stay in touch with, who follow me and our program as well, mm-hmm. And always wish me luck or congratulate me for after wins and things like that. So yeah, I've been very, very close with a lot of them, and not everyone lives in the area, but it's awesome to hear from everyone wherever they're at. So,
how has Dominican changed since you've? I can't even say left because.
Yeah, I never did.
You just stayed. But how has it changed, I guess, since then? The program side, has anything changed?
No, I would say. You know, I think as coaches, we try to maintain what's worked, and mm-hmm. you know, keeping traditions, bringing, you know, creating that family environment. I think at least from my aspect, it hasn't changed. It's something that we built into the women's program. Mm-hmm. This is my 11th season, and it's been great. You know, just having players feel like they belong, mm-hmm. and that's very important, to feel like you belong and you mean something to someone. So our program is based on that. It's family, it's relationships, it's embracing each other through the good times and the bad times, you know. It's something we teach, you know, embracing conflict. We talk amongst each other through the rough times, and if you can do that, you can do anything.
Wow. So it's very inspirational. Mm-hmm. That just came out of you were like, I've been holding this in this whole time. So I guess, like, going back into the program, do you guys have any, like, game day traditions that you guys do? Or, like, anything in specific, like a memory you have of the girls on a game day?
Memories? Well, obviously, a lot of the, you know, the championships, those are important, right? Those are some that, you know, reaching those milestones.
Yeah.
Where, you know, the program had not been to a championship, or hadn't won a championship, and then getting to a championship in my third year and winning it for the first time in 2017. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was super memorable. Like, I remember running around on the field like a little kid, you know, as if it was my first championship. But to see that they're, you know, them running around and celebrating and hitting a milestone that had never, you know, doing something that's never been done before is an amazing, amazing experience. So,
yeah.
So those are always good, you know. But, you know, it's all the bus rides, it's the laughters, it's the joking, it's those kind of memories that, you know, you just don't forget.
Yeah, no, you guys just played MSOE over the weekend. How do you think that game, because it was a tie, if I'm not mistaken. What do you think about how that game went, or your input on that?
Well, it didn't go, they don't always go the way you want, right?
Right.
And it's tough to play on the road against a good quality team.
Right.
You know, MSOE is a good program. They're very consistent. They're always at the top.
Mm-hmm.
It's a team we faced in the championship. It's actually the team that we played, we beat for the first, to win our first championship.
Oh, okay.
So it was nice to be back at that school and kind of, you know, try to get a result there. But, you know, we had our ups and downs. We had our moments. But, you know, even though we didn't play to the best of our ability, you know, we still were in the lead for half of that game and came home with a draw. So I think when we weren't playing at our best and getting a draw like that on the road, that's a good result. So I was really proud of our effort. You know, that's the one thing I couldn't deny is the effort was there for us. We fought and we battled individually and then collectively as a team. And that's the one thing you can't ask for more if you're getting that. But obviously we wish we would have came out with a win, but that's okay.
I feel like, well, when I was talking to the girls, they were like, I feel like there's something to prove here with this team.
Sure.
And obviously it's because you've seen them before. Do you guys have any other upcoming ones that you're like, are anticipated?
Wednesday night. So this week, Wednesday night, we are at IIT.
Okay.
And that's another team we've faced in the finals a couple times and has become quite a rivalry. So that'll be another
what time is
challenge
that at?
For us. 7 p.m.
Okay.
on Wednesday.
Okay, great.
Yep, at IIT, so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that should be very interesting. I'll definitely be watching. And then I guess to just kind of wrap up, but, you know, we've talked a lot about relationships and the family aspect and everything. So when do you think is a good time for you to tell yourself, maybe I'm done coaching? Like, when do you think is going to be that time?
Oh, I don't.
Because I feel like
foresee that ever happening.
I feel like people. Well, no, because I feel like people are always like, I'm in it, and then they're like, well, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because
sure.
like you seem very into it, so I could. Sure. I don't know if I would ever see you not here.
I mean,
just for reference to people listening, but. He's always here, guys.
Yeah.
He's always walking around. He's always in his office.
Yeah.
He's always doing something. So
yeah.
I guess, like, when do you even tell yourself? Like,
It's hard to answer that question because I feel like I'm at home.
Right.
So this is home for me.
Yeah.
And my job is to make sure that our soccer players are growing as a person and just getting better every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we are family, and watching them grow from freshman year to senior year and then move on to their careers and getting the next group and the next group that comes in, it doesn't stop. So
yeah.
I feel that's why it's hard to answer that question. I love what I do.
I know.
And
yeah.
and I love the players that we have and, you know, in the program. I want to continue to see us do well for the institution, for the players. And just continue creating a good environment for good experiences.
Yeah. No, for sure. Have any girls coached the girls' team, like, that have played?
No.
Do you know?
That's the thing. There's not enough women's women coaches in soccer in our field, and I wish there were.
What's up with that?
Yeah, I that's a great question. I don't know. I still don't understand that, but I've had one or two in the past that are interested in coaching and would love to do that, and I always help and guide them with that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's not a lot of interest. It's not just at the college level, it's at the club level as well.
Mm-hmm.
With the youth. So I always feel you need that female role model. And, you know, I feel like that's important to have. And I'm very fortunate. I don't know if you know, but this year we were had the opportunity to promote a part-time assistant coach to a full-time position,
mm-hmm.
and that's Sarah Stepanovich.
Okay.
She actually played for me for 2 years, her junior and senior year, when my first 2 years as a coach.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And she, you know, I can see something in her where I felt like she can make a difference to help players. And I had said to her that I'd love for her to coach with me, even though at the time she thought I was crazy. But now she's been with me ever since. She's been a part-time assistant and now just became a full-time assistant coach. And she's a great role model and a great coach. She inspires our players. She listens. I mean, she's great for me as well. I mean, I think we both kind of balance each other out. She's just a great person overall. And the girls look up to her a lot.
I think for women, when they're playing in the sport that they're playing in, but like soccer, for example, when they have a male coach that's so much involved and wants them to do so well, it also kind of puts like a higher standard for men in their life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
'Cause like I don't even think you realize how some of these girls, or maybe you do, I don't know if they told you personally, but what you've done for them as a coach. I mean, I know a lot of the coaches I've had that were men have put high standards for me with other men, because you get the respect piece,
mm-hmm.
you get the emotional piece, and then there's also just listening, because listening's huge. People totally default on listening, but mm-hmm. I think, you know, from what I've heard about you from your players, and then just like what, just getting to know you now, but these are a lot of big things that go into coaching too.
Yeah, it's the biggest. It's giving someone confidence.
Yeah.
And I think for me, it's more of getting them to understand, you know, that, you know, they can be whatever they want to be. They can be as good as they want to be. They can be better than what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, it's listening, it's confidence, it's setting a high expectations so that you can be better,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, will you reach the top of the mountain? I don't know, but as long as you keep climbing, you'll be better.
Mm-hmm.
Better than where you start from.
I think that's a song.
So I think, is it?
I think you just quoted a song.
Did I? I don't even know. If I did, I'm sorry
so.
If I can't
no.
quote it.
It's so funny. Because then you were saying it, and I go, I think I just heard. Anyway.
Yeah. But yeah, that's important. It's important for them to be confident and to be better. They're going to be challenged in life, and they have to learn how to, you know, confront that challenge and be better
mm-hmm.
for themselves. They'll be better off in the long run that way.
No, for sure. But I guess to leave off with, what advice would you give your younger self to now? Would it be the same stuff that you've been doing this whole time? Or maybe even one of your players if you knew them earlier on in their soccer career?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. You know, I really have lived my life with no regrets.
Mm.
And it's, I really don't have any.
Mm.
And, you know, obviously, you know, we want to be somewhere at some point in our life,
mm-hmm.
and we work to try to get there. And the road is you're always, there's always a detour, right? There's always a detour. And I'm just glad that and thankful that, you know, soccer's still in my life.
Yeah.
And I'm able to be an impact on someone and, you know, players and a program. And I'm glad I'm doing it here at Dominican. I mean, again, like I said, this is my home. I love this place.
Never left.
Yeah, never left for a reason. So yeah, I really don't have any regrets. And, you know, I'd do it all over again if
mm-hmm.
I had the opportunity, because I've been very, very happy.
That's awesome. So it's about being happy. Well, thank you very much for joining me this episode. Like you mentioned, the girls are playing on Wednesday at IIT. Mm-hmm. And then you could tell them what time I
conclude. 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Yeah. All right. DUstars.com for the live stream.
And your Instagram, too, for sure. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.